Hello?
This is James.
Hey, James. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, good, Ruben. How are you?
Good, good. I'm working on your file. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Okay. So have my credit department, you know, speeding up because we know it's a competitive situation. They saw that there's a lot of transfers for accounts ending in 1599 and 8033. They need to see those accounts to see if those accounts should be transferred as revenue. We're not going to ask for 6 months, but can you send me the June, July, and August statements for those accounts, please?
Sure. The 8033 is my own personal checking account.
Okay.
And I just kind of pop money in and out of there, like, on an as-need basis. Like, if, you know, for... But the 1599 account, as I explained to Michael, is our construction division account.
Okay.
So we basically have two full divisions in the company. So that's like our, you know, what you're looking at is our corporate account, which we pay all of our bills out of and everything else. The other accounts are our construction account, which we basically just pay vendors, subcontractors out of. So
I 100% want to understand what you're saying. I'm shooting for a few different programs for you to get you the best offer. The underwriter on one of these programs, they're saying they'd like to see those accounts to issue an approval on that. It's very hard to kind of force their hand. They're just doing their checks and balances.
No. That's okay. I'm just, I'm sitting here at my laptop watching it being controlled remotely from our IT guy who's working on it right now. It might not be until like later that I can get this to you. I'm not sure.
No worries. So let's do.
I might have to.
Let me do this and see if I can get some help. Give me one second. So what I'm going to do is this. Okay. Let's see. Bear with me.
Sorry, otherwise I could just jump right on and get it to you, but I
No worries. So let's see. In the month of, I see a transfer to 1599 for 10 grand. I see.
So most of those are going to, all of those, if you look at them closely, Ruben, you'll see that they go in and then they go right back out. And if they don't go back out, like if it's like an even amount, like 5 grand, then you'll see it come in and then you'll see it go back out. So that's just basically, it's to like cover a pending check or something like that. But if you see like an odd amount, like, you know, $4,843 or something, that's a payment from our construction division to our corporate division for profit and overhead that we make in our construction side. So we actually invoice the construction account. So that's just a payment being received from our other division for profit and overhead on construction. So those transfers are like legitimate receivables on our end that are just going right into our account, like the same as any other deposit.
Yeah, gotcha. Hold on. So you're saying basically any money in, it's any money in, any money out, so they really shouldn't be counted as revenue.
That's right. So basically, like if you see a transfer that's coming in for like say $5,000, if you probably within a few days later, you'll see the same $5,000 going back out. It's just like, you know, I move money around like that a lot just to kind of cover checks and things like that based on receivables. But if you see something coming in that's from 1599 that's an odd number, like 4,000, you know, 800 or something, $53 or whatever, that's going to be a payment made from our construction division.
But that's also owned by Lenark, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So it's just a receivable. So it just, you know, so the our bottom line, our main account for the company that sort of shows what our profit and loss would be is the account that I'm giving you. The other account is just basically we use that for our construction, and any sort of revenue that would come from that account is now being shown as deposits from that account into the 0520 account.
Hold on.
So on any given month, you'll see maybe like anywhere from 2 or 3 to 5 or 6 like deposits on the 0522 account from the 1599 account that don't ever go back out. Those are payments being made. But you may also see an occasional like $5,000 or $10,000 or something like that, but that'll come right back out again, you know, within a few days, because usually if I just need to make sure I'm making sure a check needs to be covered or isn't going to bounce, I'll transfer some money over to cover it, and then I'll transfer it back out from the other account. So,
all right, cool. If you can, just to be on the safe side, please try to get me those statements as quickly as you can. The good thing is, I know I'm going to be able to beat your offer. I just really do want to explore this program because it might save you a sizable amount of money and get you a longer term. So,
you know what I'll do is do you need to see my personal account? Cause the only transfer, you know, it's the same. I don't know that I need to give you that, but I could go over to the other, machine, my accounts manager and have her pull up the 1599 account. I can get you. How many months do you need?
I just need the last 3 months. If you can get me those, yeah, they can
you,
still,
I'll get you.
The credit department can still come and say, hey, look, we still need this for this program. At the end of the day, we're not the IRS. We don't, you know, we're not selling this information off.
I don't care. I'm just trying to save myself the time and energy and trying to get it over to you quicker. So that's okay. I'll get you the last 3 months for both the 08033 and the 1599. I'll get you both those. I'll get them over to you right now.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, Ruben. Thanks a lot, man. Talk to you soon.
Bye. You got it. Bye-bye.